Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is overcast out today. It's a little cooler. I was just outside checking on my plants, see if everything made it through the night. Everything seems fine. Thanks.
On your plants?
Yeah, getting, you know, all my, I just transplanted all my tomatoes and cucumbers and sunflowers. So
all right.
Just seeing if they're living, Vin, you know? I might have to feed the world this summer. I don't know. You know? Just trying to do my part.
All right.
Anyway, it's going to be, it'll be a bit of a relief today, actually. It's been really hot, and we're getting back to the summery weather right after that. What's going on in the world of texts?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. I'll try to motor through as much of this as I can. I have been flashed three times in my life, says 510. First time was with my younger brother. A guy drives up, and we thought he was asking for directions, and he was sitting on a towel buck naked. Then I was in Hawaii, 13 years old, and this guy flashes Willie on the beach. Then in SF, a guy rode up on his bike and flashed me again. Good times.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm.
So glad to hear you guys every morning, says 415. I've been listening for 20-plus years. My kids are the same age as Sarah's, and I am a working mom with a stay-at-home spouse, so I feel like I've been going through... We have been going through life together. And now this.
I know,
it's crazy. Trying to keep my schedule the same with my morning walk run while listening to you guys. I am struggling a bit emotionally, but you guys help immensely. Thank you.
Well, thanks. We're glad we can be here for you. Honestly, thank you to Entercom and the engineers at Entercom for making it so. Bryn, I know, did a lot of work. Brian, you know, Tim just made it so that we can broadcast from home. And damn, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I'm kind of bummed the side piece isn't live, but thankful because it means you're not going anywhere. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to drive in at night to do it anyway. So if this continues once we go back to work, then... it will have to continue as a pre-recorded segment. I can't drive in for 1 hour.
No. It's fun, though. It's sort of cool, you know? It's your wheelhouse, too. Like, you're the, you know, kind of a
I like it.
Heavier...
Yeah, I'm having a blast. And as long as other people are listening and having fun, then it's worth it, for
Listeners
sure.
Listeners wanted.
Isla's so adorable and articulate. I see a future leader in her. I wonder what exciting career path she'll choose. Thanks for sharing her with us, Vinny. Yeah, I'm excited to see where that goes, too. I mean, isn't that part of the thing?
It is. Let's see how this person turns out.
What will become of this little one?
I know. It is fun. And it's I always thought, you know, that you're lucky to get whatever kid you get because you get to watch that journey, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm so lucky. I get to be the person that totally screws this kid up. It's great.
Hey, Alice fam, single mom here. I have sole custody of my 6 and 4-year-olds. I'm usually working as a full-time pastry chef, but for 2 months now, I've been a servant to my small children. I can't even go number one without them knocking on the door. Oh, I know that. That is
awesome. They are needy. Yeah.
I finally get to be alone around 9 p.m. and quickly do some dishes and get about 1 hour of TV watching before falling asleep. I'm so exhausted, it's borderline zombie-esque.
Well, teach them how to bake, pastry chef. I'm sure that you, maybe you can market them as like kids art donuts, you know? Just let them have at it. She's like, yeah, shut up.
I totally stay up way later than usual just to have a few minutes to myself. That seems to be a running theme for parents right now, as they're just like, oh, the quiet.
Well, make sure you stay up tonight and watch Survivor. It's your homework between now and 6 a.m. Friday morning when we spend a couple minutes talking about it without worrying about spoilers. You know, Survivor. I just spend my whole week looking toward it. I can't believe we might not have I guess they're, unless they shot it back to back, Vin, there's not going to be one in the fall, is there?
No. There's not. Although, I wonder if they do have a season in the can.
You know, they actually had Ty's second season in the can before. And they played another one in. I remember them having shot it out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder. I mean, it's possible that they have maybe even more than one season, which would be awesome.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen anything official from them. And I, Nikki, did you look today to see if there was anything official about Big Brother? Is that just canceled? Do a quick search there. My fingers hurt. I'm not going to do it.
Well, and plus you're holding that coffee mug. I mean, come on.
Plus, honestly, one of the hardest things about working from home for me has been my computer's on in front of me and texts are popping up and my email box is filling up and I want, and my keyboard's right here. I could Google something. But if I do that, I stop listening to you.
Mm.
And I've got, and it happened once or twice. And I went, I got to stop. I have to stop looking at my computer when he's talking, because it's just, you know, it's rude. Like I don't want to be going, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to keep my eyes off that screen.
This was a report from Newsom earlier about the possibility that kids might go back to school in July to make up for the lost time. And they don't mean July as in to finish last year. They mean July as to get started on next year, I think.
Right.
408 says, there's no way children are going back to school in summer. Teachers and support staff each have their unions, and successful negotiations take a long time.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Does seem like everything takes forever.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to. I can tell you from my own experience, and I'll try to be as vague as possible, but I actually have an agent and a union. And so I have people representing me that are paid to represent me on a couple levels. And
right,
yet my company is in trouble, just like all companies are.
Yep.
And there are people out there who would argue, and I would bet this would be the argument for teachers, if you have no job to come back to, because we had to hire.
What stand you're taking, right?
Like, what are you doing to yourself? So I don't know how that's going to play. I'm not trying to. I'm just playing devil's advocate as far as the conversation would go. But there's no question that everybody is going to find themselves making sacrifices they want no part of.
Right. Well, but it comes down to not cutting off your nose to spite your face. It's, you know,
right.
You don't win.
Right.
If suddenly I took a stand and now I have no job. Yay me.
Right.
I can't find anything about Big Brother.
Oh, well,
they
that's
still haven't
actually
announced anything.
Good news.
So what everybody's saying so far is that a lot of things have been pre-filmed. So like they're talking about Australia's seasons was already filmed.
Oh.
So it will premiere on time, but nothing about the United States.
Hmm. All right.
And what about Survivor? Is there any word about Survivor for the fall?
No, not same with that.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, I guess it'll be a pleasant surprise.
It looks like the director of Big Brother posted something on his Twitter, and it says, it's hopeful.
That.
This is your last weekend to finish your online application. I know most of you are at home looking for things to do. So
maybe they're
going
to find a way to quarantine people.
Right.
That would
putting
be
them in the house.
Huge.
All right.
That'd be huge. Oh, my God. Oh, please let it happen. Please.
408 says, OMG, I'd heard about the Broadway actor, but just realized I was there when I saw he was there when I saw Waitress in 2016.
Yeah, I think he was. I'm not sure if he was the original guy that played the abusive husband, Earl, but he's one of the people who's played. But he's a longtime Broadway guy. and a dancer, and he's going to wake up. He's in a coma after all this stuff, and he's going to wake up and have no leg and a new baby and, you know, a whole new life.
Right. The whole world has changed while he's been away.
Well, let's just hope he wakes up, you know?
Right. Yeah, the stories are a trip. Like, this person just put it together that they're all, oh, I watched that guy do his thing. The guy who sings Stacy's mom, the story his girlfriend wrote about, what's that guy's name?
Adam Schlesinger.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking, the story she wrote, that she was taking care of him. They thought they had it figured out. And then he woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't breathe. And they hit the hospital. And that's the last time she got to see him other than in his hospital bed, incapacitated and dying. She got to see him for a minute. And I think she got to see him for a minute because he's a celebrity.
Oh,
like,
I don't even
think that I think most people wouldn't get anywhere near that hospital unit. She got in because he's...
That is the worst part of this whole thing, is that sometimes we bring our people who are desperately ill to the hospital and we never see them alive again, and they die alone. Like, it's so heartbreaking.
Vinny, are you one of those people that drives around with your mask on? I don't understand, and I'm trying to. Why would you wear a mask in your own vehicle with your windows up while you're driving to work? Do you feel like coronavirus is just floating around in your car? Help me understand. I will help you understand. First of all, no, I don't wear a mask in my car when I'm driving by myself. Although, if I went to, let's say, the grocery store, and now I've touched a bunch of stuff, and I've got my mask on, and I've done my shopping, I might leave my mask on the drive home just because I'm completely messed up.
Covered in coronavirus.
From having been out in the public, I just keep whatever I've gone into the store with on, and then I go into my house and clean off. That's one reason. Another reason might be that you are modeling for your kids. You are trying to show them we wear a mask so that we're trying to stay safe. There's plenty of reasons why, and it shouldn't bother you. You shouldn't even care.
Don't worry about
it. Why do you care what I do in my car?
And also, to me, the mask is a great reminder to not touch my face, because I am a massive face toucher, and which I didn't know until this whole thing happened. And I find that when I glove and mask before I leave the house as I'm headed to the store, now I don't have to touch anything, and I'm certainly not touching my face. And I remember to not do that when I'm in the store.
They also say if you're going to multiple stops, you're constantly getting in and out of the car, there's no point in taking it, because you're handling that mask every time with your hands.
With your hands that you haven't washed.
Yeah, taking it off and putting it on. It's kind of
pointless. So try to care less what people are doing in their own cars.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that this person's, you know, having some judgment and feeling like that's stupid. But, look, there's plenty of reasons, good reasons why you'd keep it on. I've seen the same thing. I see someone driving in their car with a mask, and I don't know the reason behind it, but it's not my business. I'm just trying not to crash.
Yeah.
Try that.
Great idea. Try concentrating on the job at hand.
Santa Cruz isn't the only issue, says 650. I live in Campbell, entrance of the Los Gatos Creek Trail, with my apartment-bound two-year-old. The trail is her version of a backyard, and we can't go because people are coming out in droves and not distancing themselves. The parking lot is full all day.
Ugh.
Everyone should just stay in their neighborhoods. I have to drive my toddler to other places because people are using my neighborhood like the beaches. Yeah, someone wrote in on Instagram, too, and they said, as I was sort of expressing the city is of Santa Cruz, or the county of Santa Cruz, is currently trying to figure out how to handle the better weather and the rush of people to the beach. They're trying to figure out how to best deal with that, and I was telling that story, and this person wrote in right after that and said, it sounds terrible the way you're talking. Like, some of us don't have big houses, and we need some place to go. While I understand that, people who live at the beach in general accept the fact that they live at the beach, and in the summer, they will be overrun with tourism. That's part of the deal. You accept that. I accept that. I have a house at the beach. I find trash in front of my house every day because people don't pick up after themselves in the summer. That's normal. This is all normal behavior I wouldn't bitch about. But right now, with the coronavirus, it's like, where do you want people who live there to go?
Right.
They're tripping on it. It's a thing. It's
you want them to go to your neighborhood? No. So that's why they don't want you to come to their neighborhood. We're trying to combat this.
Right.
Not have a beach day.
I get how it sounds. I do. It sounds elitist or it sounds selfish. But what you need to understand is these people, that's where they live. They make their living there. They pay their taxes there. And this is where they go to get out of their house. So they're tripping on it. I'm tripping on it. And hopefully Santa Cruz does something to protect us from the absolute disregard for safety.
All right.
I don't know if that helped at all. Probably didn't. You're probably madder now than you were.
No, people just like to be mad, Ben. Don't worry about it.
I guess. All right. Now let me get my thing back on. I had
We have the right. It's like I say it every day. Complaining. Your God-given right.
Well,
just go ahead and complain.
I don't.
And it's their right to complain about what you're complaining about, too. Like, whatever, everyone. Let's just all just vent. You'll feel better afterward.
925 says, what's Riley's plans?
I
have no idea with what that's in regard to. I don't know if that's his first
plan
future.
Is to go to class if he has to or work from home if he has to. Is that his plan is to go get a master's after that or possibly work or get a sheep farm in Iceland? I really don't know what's going to happen with that kid. The world's his oyster. Go for it, kid.
I do. He's definitely not going to get a goat farm in Iceland. That's
yeah,
not
that's
happening.
My that is my sincere hope, although that does come up from time to time. A simple life on a farm, and I'm like, oh God, pick someplace better than Iceland. I just don't want to visit you there. Place sucks.
415 says,
I mean, it's great. Actually, very nice people.
You don't like it. Don't lie.
Well, I wouldn't live there, that's for sure. No,
I'm a teacher. No effing way will teachers agree to go back in July. Hell to the no. I also got some texts, and I'm running out of time, so I want to make sure I get this opinion through. Many teachers are saying, we're not off. We've been working twice as hard now that we're in this shelter-in-place scenario. So the idea that we'll go back early without our normal time off is ridiculous. That is a legitimate argument.
Complaint. Vent it, girl and boy and students and principals. That was so sexist of me. I was going to say go girl as though all teachers are girls. It's wrong.
Ugh. Man, you guys sure have changed your tune. At first you were saying that you had better chemistry when you were in the studio together. Now you both want to stay home forever.
Because it's awesome!
No, I would go back to the studio as soon as they say we can, but I'm making the best of this situation for sure.
Oh, I'm going to bitch about it a lot.
And I'm in no rush. That's also... Look, just because they lift the stay-at-home order doesn't mean you can't go out and get this crap.
Right?
So to me, it doesn't make anything better. In fact, if they lift it too early, it makes it more dangerous for everybody. So...
Oh, that's a good line. We'll use that with the company. I'm too scared to go back to work, man.
This is Sarah. I'm built for quarantine life. No problem. Also, Sarah, last week, God, make it stop. I'm so ready for this to be over.
Oh, I'm so flighty. What a wishy-washy woman. Ooh, wishy-washy woman.
Is that a song?
First she laughs, then cries.
SNV, new show on Netflix, Coronavirus Explained. No, thanks. I get enough of coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't need it explained to me. I get it. I know. Oh, my God. If one more person tries to explain what's happening.
You know who's explaining it the best? I'll tell you which show to watch. That Ellie May. What's her name? Ellerin.
What's her
what are you
name?
Talking
Adley
about?
Adley Show.
Adley
oh,
Show.
Oh, the Adley
does
Show.
The best
yeah.
explanation of.
Yeah,
of
oh,
every...
she'll make it all very clear to you. Mm-hmm. The Adley Show on YouTube.
Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also maybe not.
She's great.
Yep.
Oh, the delivery is awesome on that. Her channel's stupid, though. I was watching it for a while. It's dumb.
Oh,
that's like a massive hit for her. But I mean, you know, she's cute and it's mildly amusing, but it's, you know, it's no PewDiePie. Just kidding. He sucks, too.
The problem with watching movies at home, which is what we were talking about earlier, the Trolls World Tour movie was released to home rental without ever being played at movie theaters. And it broke records.
It killed.
Yeah. So people are starting to consider that maybe the new model. The problem with watching movies at home, says 209, is when your partner is doing something else, like knitting, and every few seconds has a question about the movie because they weren't paying attention.
Oh, so tired of that.
Whoa.
I'm watching too. I'm watching too. I don't know what's happening. Hold on. I'm trying to figure it out. Why do you keep asking me questions?
Boy, that just struck a chord there with Bryn.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I can gripe about.
Say more about that.
You want to hear more? There's another one where she'll say things and she'll be like, hey, I'm not sure if the eggs are old because I was on them. And I'm like, what'd you say? Because she'll say, I'm not sure if the eggs are old. But no. And I go, what'd you say? I'm not sure if the eggs were old. No, after that. No, I just said the eggs were old. I'm not sure about that. But you said something else. And it's just like she always says a statement.
Oh, she does like a little mumble thing after she...
At the end of it. And I go, what'd you say the last thing you said? And she'll say the first thing she said, you know? It's right. Like, I'm about to go outside. Second, no. I'm like, what'd you say? I'm about to go outside.
No, what did you say after that?
After that. I told you I was going outside. Oh, my God.
Well, you just
what does she have? Is that
a... It's a verbal tick.
I was going to say it's a tick. Yeah.
Yeah, just ignore it.
She actually says something, but she mumbles it. Or she
says it
softly.
Well, what is it? What did she say?
That's what I'm saying. And I have a bad hearing, so it probably is my fault, too. You know?
Well, no, it's definitely I'll tell her. I'm going to tell you what she's saying. She's saying, douchebag says what?
That's probably what's happening. I fall for
it
every
time.
He's
the one person it works on. And she's, oh, my God.
She just says nothing and laughs about it.
Right.
Oh, that's so funny.
Good for
Instead
her.
Instead of going outside, douchebag.
What was that? What'd you say?
Exactly. All right, see you later.
415 says, yep, $40 on trolls as well, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, this business model is going to work for movies.
Yeah, because you're going to rent that again this weekend.
Mm-hmm. If only for kids' movies, it's going to work. Believe me.
Yeah, it's big. Wait till you get the bill. $20 a pop.
Oh, boy. Some of my name suggestions for your son's band seems to have lit a fire under people. I don't know.
Oh, do we have some suggestions?
No.
Or is it they just like Squanch?
Or the other one I said, which now I'm questioning whether I can say that. So
I forget what it was. There were some good ones, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to. You're asking for trouble. Stop it.
Yeah, so my son's band's name is DSG, which they won't even tell me what it stands for. And they have an album coming out.
Well, I'm guessing your son's name is one of the S, and I'm guessing the G and D are the other guys, right?
Well, I'm trying to think of what the main guy's name is, and I can't. He lives in San Diego. I've never met him or anything. If it's David, then that makes perfect sense. But there's more than just three people in this band.
You think it's Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah, I think it's Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, look at that. Sponsored.
Before
they ever release a song.
Yeah.
Beautifully done, boys.
They're having an album, though, sometime in May on some Friday. We'll pick a song and play it for you.
I cannot wait.
I can't either.
I watched Gavin yesterday. He said sending kids back was important to catch up, and also to get kids going back would also allow parents to go back to work. But a lot of jobs have been lost, and parents aren't working. Yeah, that's the other trip, is the daycare or childcare is a better way to word that. That's also a bit, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like, the second that kid can go back, he or she is going back.
Adios, amigo.
What's my time? Oh, I'm late. All right. Well, there's a lot of good ones still to come, but
thank
I don't
you
have
for
time.
Writing in, everybody.
Sarah and Vinny.
I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, all right. Let's see.
Are we going? Sorry, I was just.
We're gonna listen to Bryn's heartbeat. Listen. Wow, I can actually hear that. Hold on, I'm gonna try mine. Okay, Bryn, enough. Hold on. Nope, apparently I'm dead. I have no heartbeat. Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison's morning show. Fun show today. Everybody was like, you know, it was a good hump day. Everyone's in a good mood, good times, lots of laughs. Enjoyed it very much.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was super fun. Plus, you guys were like at a party. It's, you know, I've been, you know, we're on, what are we on, Facebook Messenger all day?
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, we all popped on filters when Isla came on just to, like, you know, throw her a little party. Like, yay, we're so psyched to see Isla. So we all put on filters. And, like, I have a disco party going on. You guys have, like, a birthday party with cake and balloons. Mm-hmm. Super fun. This is
Yeah,
super
I
fun
have
show.
A cone head. Look.
You do. Yeah. And sometimes you have cake. Sometimes you have balloons. It's so fun.
So a bunch of people have texted as they hear us talking about us being able to watch ourselves on our little feed here is why we aren't broadcasting that. And it's just not an option, right?
It's, well, Bryn puts, he has to film what's being filmed here. Like, I guess that we, this particular feed can't go direct onto like Instagram or something, but he puts a phone in front of it and tapes it. And a couple times a day, he goes live with it on Instagram. In the 5:45 break, the very first break we do, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram or Brinny Boy Instagram, you can see it as a live story. And then whenever Isla's on, we always put her on too.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm.
So
she's up. She's up.
So there should be two of them today. You can enjoy that. In fact, you know, I think your thing's going to disappear pretty soon. You got to go to Vin Hassan on Instagram. He did that. He did a chalk. Well, his wife very creatively decorated the sidewalk for several houses in a row. And then other neighbors picked it up and took it all the way down the block. Mm-hmm. And it's really a fun idea if you've got little kids, you know, that mid-range kid where they're, you know, they've got all kinds of energy to burn, but they could play a board game, but you don't want to. And you could just send them outside and sit in your lawn chair and send them down the sidewalk.
Run the obstacle course. Right.
It's so creative. Some of the things were so cute. So Vin and his and Hulk Baby take a walk down that, sort of. I mean, mostly you carry her and chase after her and stuff. But that's going to disappear off of his story. I don't know what time you put that up, but you only have a few hours left to look at
right after the show yesterday. So, yeah, it'll go away in an hour or two. But, yeah, so check out our Instagrams. We're posting.
Posting away.
No, we're here.
You
and
can vote on my outfit. Do you like today's outfit better than yesterday's outfit? Yesterday's outfit's gaining. You know, the cruddy outfit.
I like the wallpaper pants from today.
Yeah, I like these pants too. These are pretty cozy. So,
I mean, when you bought those, were you like, "Oh, these are ironic. They're funny. They'll be," or were you all, "I love flower"?
No,
pants.
No, I actually love. They're just sweatpants, and they're all Asian flowers. So there's like chrysanthemums and like lotus and stuff all over. They're and cherry blossom. They're beautiful. Like I actually sit and look at them sometimes. Like when I have nothing else to do, I pull pants out of my drawer and ponder them. I do some pants pondering. Anyway, whatever. Follow us all on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget Survivor tonight. You have until 6 a.m. Friday morning to watch it. That's your homework. No excuses. We're all quarantined. I mean, unless you have an excuse, and then, of course, you can't watch it.
Stay on Alice. Jane's coming up, I don't know, in 5 or 6 hours.
Sure, pretty soon. Right. See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.